says, the days are coming when I'm going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel, not like the old covenant I made when I grabbed their fathers by the forehand and brought them out of Egypt, kicking and screaming. Instead, I'll make a new covenant. I think this is so important because it teaches us something, first of all, about the old covenant, that the covenant that God made with them when he brought them out of Egypt and brought them to Mount Sinai is one that Israel was unable to keep. But then I think so important in this prophecy in Jeremiah is his prophecy of the new covenant, where he says the new covenant is, I will forgive their sins and remember their iniquities no more. And I believe that this is exactly what Jesus is referring to when he institutes the Lord's Supper. This cup is the new covenant or testament in my blood. And I'm certain he's referring to Jeremiah's prophecy, and he's saying, with the Lord's Supper, I am fulfilling that promise to forgive sins and remember iniquities no more. The Lord's Supper is God's gift of the fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy in the body and blood of Jesus Christ.